Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Tov Chaf. We are on the beginning of page Reish Pei Gimel, which is the page following 564. Siman Reish Chaf is Imanoshim Rashos Lakonin Birosh Chodesh. If the women are allowed to be Mekononos, we'll see exactly what that is in the Shulchan Aruch on Rosh Chodesh. So the Mechaber says in Sev Aleph, Al Hameis Noshim Ma'anos, when there is a mace, women could be ma'anos. What does that mean? Shekulam omros ke'echad, that they all say over a hesped together. Umetapchos, they could also be metapchos. What does that mean? Dahainu lahakos kafel kafet, they can clap their hands against each other in mourning. Avalom mekononos. See, even though they can be ma'anos and metapchos, they can't be mekononos, which means shetei ha'achas omeres v'ha'achiros onos achareha. You can't have one person leading the hesped and others repeating after her. So you could have everyone saying the hesped together. That's ma'anos. You could have them clapping their hands in mourning. That's metapchos. But you can't have one leading and everyone following what they say. That's mekononos. V'achar shenikbar ha'meis, and after the mace is buried, lo ma'anos v'lo metapchos, then they also cannot be ba'anos, and they cannot be metapchos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph that on Rosh Chodesh, avalo mekononos, shezehu ikara hesped. That is the main part of a hesped, and it's not allowed on Rosh Chodesh. V'asav Rosh Chodesh, shehu kemo yomtov, because Rosh Chodesh is like a yomtov where you can't give a hesped. V'ayim b'yaradeya simit of Aleph siv hei. D'chol zeh be'enesh da'alma. You can look in Yaradeya where they discuss that this is talking about a regular stam person. Ula tamad chacham mekononos kedarkam b'chol. However, if the person that was nifter was a Talmud Chacham, then they could be mekononos like the way they are during the week. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Omrim Tziduk Hadin V'Kaddish. On Rosh Chodesh, by a Levaya, you could say Tziduk Hadin, which is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous in His judgment, and the Kaddish. The Ramah says, Ve'enu Hagim Kain, that is not our minug. Ve'ayim B'yaradeya Simitov Aleph Sivov B'Hagah. V'chein b'chol hayomim she'ein omrim behem tachanun, the same din that we're saying by Rosh Chodesh would apply by all days that we don't say tachanun. V'chein b'erev Shabbos achar chatzos, and so too on Friday after chatzos. Yesh omrim she'im kovrim meis balayla, there are those who say that if you bury a meis at night, she'ein omrim kaddish v'lo tzidah kadin, that at night also you will not say the kaddish and you will not say tzidah kadin. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Beis, Omrim Tzidu Kadin, the Mechaber said on Rosh Chodesh, we say Tzidu Kadin v'Kaddish, She'eino Hesped Elo Hodo'a V'Kabola's Din Shemayim. Tzidu Kadin is not considered a eulogy, it's not considered a Hesped, it's considered just an acknowledgement and an acceptance of the Din of Shemayim. The Ramot told us, Ve'eino Hagim Kein, that's not our Minog, says the Mishaburus of Katan Gimel, She'margil Hesped, the reason we don't do it is because it leads to Hesped. The kasu ha'achronim da'achronim right, sha'afiu l'chacham b'fonav, even if a chacham is the one who is nifter, and they're giving the hesped or whatever they're doing is in front of him, ein no hagin b'rosh chodesh lomar tzidu kadin shu techina. They're not knowing to say tzidu kadin on Rosh Chodesh, that's considered a techina supplication. El adorshin or love in hu bar hachi, rather, if there's someone that's worthy, they will give a drasha and speak about the mace, v'omrim kaddish achar ha-drasha, and they will say kaddish after the drasha. Sivkotan dalet v'chein b'erev Shabbos achar chatzos, so too on erev Shabbos achar chatzos, they're also not going to be saying tzidu kadin and kaddish. Says the Mishabura, shegam kein ein omrim tachanun, on erev Shabbos after chatzos, as we know, we also don't say tachanun, v'hu adin b'erev Yom Tov, and the same din is true by Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. Lochein ein omrim tzidu kadin, since we don't say tachanun, we also do not say tzidu kadin. V'ayin od prate dinim bazebi yordeya simin tov ala sevav uba achronim shom. Kosova taz, the taz writes, the mutter lomar tzidu kadin al odom godol shemes, you're allowed to say tzidu kadin over a great person that was nifter. Afilu biyomim she'ein omrim mem tachanun, even on the day when we don't say tachanun. Kimo lag ba'omer, for example, lag ba'omer, O tu ba'av u b'shvat, or tu ba'av or tu b'shvat, the kadomer are similar days, de'ein a moed. They're not a moed, but we don't say tachanun. So then, if there is an adam gadol, you can say tzidu kadin. Ava lo b'rosh chodesh chanaku purim. However, even for an adam gadol, we would not say tzidu kadin on rosh chodesh chanaku purim. De'elu nizkur v'talmud, because these days are mentioned as days of no hespedim in the Gemara. Sikatan hey. The Ramah said there are those who say that when you bury a mace at night, you also don't say Kaddish and Tzidik Hadim. Aval b'bein ha-shmoshos yochol lomer Tzidik Hadim v'Kaddish. That's only at night mamish, but during b'bein ha-shmoshos, during twilight, you can say Tzidik Hadim and you can say Kaddish as well. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, he writes, Ki b'bir ha-gra kosav tam le-din zeh. The Gra says the reason for this din is, Mimadu pasaknu le-el b'simen kuf lamed aleph sev gimel in the filas ha-payim. Like we learned earlier in Hochas Tachanun, that we do say Tachanun during b'bein ha-shmoshos, v'ayin shom b'taz degam shom mutter b'bein ha-shmoshos. Says the Mechaber, Vayter simen tov chof aleph, kriyas uberoshe chodshechem kodem psuke de zimra. In terms of whether we say the parsha of Abu Rosh Chachechem before Psukei Dezimra, when we say Karbonos on Rosh Chodesh, says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Nohagim ba'Ashkenaz she'omrim parshas Abu Rosh Chachechem shachrus achar parshas Atomid. In Ashkenaz, the minhag is to yes say Uberoshe Chachechem at shachrus after we say the parsha of the Tamid. Ubisvarad ein Nohagim la'omra. However, in Svarad, the minhag is not to say it. Lufi shasidin likros osa b'sefer Torah, because we are going to say that parsha in the laning, there's no reason to say earlier, but in Ashkenaz, they said it earlier as well. Says the Mishabura Sevkatan Aleph Sha'omer and Parshas of Barashe Chachechem, Kedei Lufarsim Shu Rosh Chodesh, the reason why we would say Ubarashe Chachechem, why in Ashkenaz the minhag is to say it before the parsha, after the parsha of the Tamid, before Psukkah de Zimra, is in order to publicize that it is Rosh Chodesh to follow all the dinim in the Tefillah, and otherwise, Lagabi Rosh Chodesh. We will stop here at Gatinim Mitzvashem, and the next year with Simen Tov Chof Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.